May the words of my mouth and the meditation of each heart rise to you, O Lord. When I was a little girl, we played a game called hide and seek. Any of you kids still play that game, hide and seek? You remember one person counts and the others go hide, and when the counter is done, the counter says, "Ready or not, here I come," and goes and finds the other ones. "Ready or not, here I come." Well, ascension is like Jesus saying to us, "Ready or not, here I go. Ready or not, here I go. And ready or not, here you come. Ready or not, here you come." The story of ascension is found only in Luke and Acts, and we got both readings today. The writer of Luke and Acts is the same writer. And Luke likes the whole story. In Luke, we get the birth of Jesus with the mangers and the shepherds. We get more detail about Jesus' death and resurrection. And we get this story of the ascension. And only in Luke. As a storyteller, Luke has three things he wants to accomplish. He wants to tell us that God's promises are fulfilled in the life of Jesus and the life of the church. He wants to tell us about the work of the Holy Spirit. And he wants to show us Jesus' followers emulating Jesus' life. Luke also loves pictures, pictures that we make in our heads. And if Luke were alive today, I think Luke would be a movie maker. He would do grand productions. Luke would be the George Lucas or the Steven Spielberg of our day. He would make movies. Maybe that's why the Ascension is so popular with artists. And I got some pictures of the Ascension. This one's a very popular image, and it says even under it, "Jesus going to his heavenly home." This is the kind of image I grew up with. But there is a school of artists who do a series of paintings called feet paintings. Yeah, this first one, that takes a little figuring out, right? So the feet paintings give us the disciples' perspective. Imagine you're straight under Jesus looking up, and what you see is the bottom of his feet. That is a Salvador Dali, and he loves to mess with our perspective. Dali always does that. Yeah. The next one was my favorite of the feet paintings by Hans Suss von Kulmbach from the 1500s, and it made me giggle. It just made me giggle. The disciples looking around, and there go the feet. That's all you see. Can we have the detail slide? Thank you, Kim. And I like this. If you can see a little bit of their faces, that one, the bald head and that pointy beard, that's probably Peter. He gets painted that way a lot. And he's kind of like, "Say what? What? What?" And the guy in the middle with the green, he looks like he's about to reach up and pull those feet right back down. Keep Jesus here. But he doesn't. They let him go. In the gospel lesson we got today, only one verse in 10 talks about Jesus ascending. 9 verses are Jesus' instructions to the disciples, his marching orders, what he says. The focus is mostly on what they heard, not what they saw. So what did they hear? They heard 3 promises. 1, you will be blessed. You will be blessed as my followers. And he blesses them before he goes. 2, you will be empowered by the Holy Spirit, a spirit of revelation. And even then, he opens their minds to understand the scriptures. And it comes with a corresponding order. Stick around until you get it. Stay here until you get that spirit, that blessing on you. And 3, you will be empowered to witness of God's love to all that God has created, to the ends of the world, to the ends of the earth. You will be empowered. And the corresponding marching order, preach repentance and forgiveness to all nations. The disciples needed a little push at first to get going, and you might have heard it in Acts. 2 men in white suddenly appear and say, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand there looking toward heaven? Why do you stand there looking up? Get going. With the lifting up, we move from historical Jesus, a bodily Jesus, to a cosmic Christ, writes Richard Rohr. The bodily Jesus goes, and we receive an eternal Christ. The presence of God, the Word with a capital W that was in the beginning, that has always been, revealed in Jesus, but not limited in time, not limited in space. The Word of eternal life. Peter proclaims that, kind of bumbling, kind of hesitant, in John chapter 6, and we said it just before the gospel verse. We say, where else can we go? Jesus' followers are leaving, some of them, and Jesus turns to Peter and says, do you want to go too? Do you want to leave? And Peter says, where else? Where else can I go? You, Jesus, have the words of eternal life. Later, after this, in Acts, Peter will preach that with power, with conviction, with spirit. Empowered by the Spirit, Peter proclaims that this Jesus we see is true, is holy, is enduring. This is Christ that we see. Ascension is a story of the temporal and the eternal, of earth and heaven, of roots and wings. Jesus must go, but like any good mother, our Father, he leaves those he loves with roots and wings. Remember all I taught you, Jesus said. Abide in God, grounded like a vine to its branches. Pam preached on that. Those are roots. Abide in God. Love each other like I loved you. Preach forgiveness to the whole world. Be my body in the world. Pastor preached on that. Those are wings. Jesus tells his disciples and us, God sends the Spirit to give us power, the wings. It is working in us and through us and sometimes in spite of us. And those are wings. Lydia Quarterman let go. Where's Lydia? You know Lydia? Steve and Susie's youngest. Lydia Quarterman let go. A couple weeks ago, Lydia let go of her dad's finger and was off and running across the commons. Well, it was a fast toddle, but Lydia must have felt like she was flying. She's pretty proud. Lydia knows that mom and dad are back there watching. They are. She knows that they will pick her up when she falls. They'll comfort her, wrap their arms around her, pat her on the butt, and send her off, because that is the way Lydia will learn. Lydia will grow. Lydia will fly. Ready or not, Mom and Dad, there she goes. Ready or not, there Jesus goes. Ready or not, here we come. We will be ready. We have the promise of God. Our call and our sending as Christ Church is the same, to empower, to free, to speak forgiveness, to change the world. Men and women of our Savior's Lutheran Church, why are you sitting there looking up? Why are you sitting there looking up? Put on your big girl panties. Man up. Be a supermom. We are rooted in the eternal Word that gives us wings. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are the body of Christ in the world. To me, you know what that sounds like? It sounds like what we say here. Come, grow, give, and go.